This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Ever been on a website where you just can't find what you need? You click around, get frustrated, and then, well, bam, you're gone.
Happens all the time.
Right. So today in the deep dive, we're tackling that exact problem. How to make website navigation actually work. We've got some insights here from the folks at Double Dome. Mm-hmm. And our mission is pretty simple. Let's unpack the core elements that make a website, you know, a breeze to use.
Yeah, the essentials.
Exactly. According to their expertise, it boils down to three key things. Information architecture, how a site is structured. Then organization, how that structure is presented.
Okay.
And finally, usability design, how it actually feels to click around.
Got it. Structure, presentation, feel.
Yeah. So whether you're building a website, maybe contributing to one, or just, you know, navigating the web every day, understanding these principles is, well, it's a game changer.
Absolutely. Think of a poorly navigated website like a house with no clear rooms or signs. Yeah. You just wander around totally confused.
Like that.
Double Dome's framework gives you the blueprint, essentially, to build a well-organized and welcoming online space. Let's start with that blueprint. Information architecture.
Okay, information architecture. Sounds a little bit technical. What's the plain English version?
It's basically the underlying structure and how the content on a website is categorized. And think of it as the skeleton of the site.
The bones.
Right. Double Dome uses the term taxonomy, which is just a fancy way of saying how you group related information together.
Okay.
And for most business websites, you see a pretty standard set of categories. You know.
Like what? Give us some familiar examples, stuff we see all the time.
Exactly. The article points out the usual suspects: home, about, services, products, maybe support, contact.
Right. The classics.
Yeah. These are the familiar signposts that help us immediately understand, like, what the website is probably about and where to find the key information. They tap into our existing mental models of how websites are generally put together.
Right. Those are definitely the ones I always look for first. So, okay. Once you've got that basic structure mapped out, what comes next?
That's where organization comes in. It's not just about having the rooms, like in our house analogy. It's about arranging them logically.
Uh-huh.
So people can easily move from one to another based on what they actually need. Double Dome highlights the importance of seeing things from the user's perspective.
Mm.
You know, how they expect to find this info.
That makes sense. The source mentions using storyboards and flowcharts. How do those actually help with organizing?
Well, they're visual tools. They help you map out the user's potential journey. Imagine someone coming to your site looking for, say, a specific product.
Okay.
A storyboard or flowchart helps you visualize the steps they might take and, crucially, identify any points where they might get lost or confused. It's like planning the route through that house we talked about earlier.
Ah, okay. Visualizing the path. Got it. And what are some different ways a website's content can actually be organized in practice?
Double Dome touches on a few common approaches. You might have separate high-level directories for major sections. Think of an online store with clothing, electronics, and books as distinct areas.
Mm.
Or maybe you have a single main directory, like products, with lots of subcategories inside.
Right.
Another way is just simply linking the most important pages directly from the homepage.
Right.
The key thing, though, regardless of the method, is to make the user's path as clear and, well, intuitive as possible. If it feels like a maze, they're just going to leave.
Makes perfect sense. Okay, so we've got the structure, the skeleton, and the logical flow, the organization. Now we need to talk about how the navigation actually looks and feels, the usability design part. What are some, like, must-dos here?
Yeah, usability is all about making it easy and hopefully enjoyable to navigate. Accessibility is a huge one.
Okay. How so?
Well, Double Dome specifically advises against using outdated technologies like Flash and Java for navigation.
Oh, right, Flash. No, ancient history.
Pretty much. They can create barriers for some users and, frankly, slow down the whole experience for everyone. We want smooth sailing, you know, for everyone.
Totally. Okay, what about the actual words we use in the navigation, the links themselves?
Meaningful links are, well, they're non-negotiable. The text should clearly tell users where they're going to end up.
No surprises.
Exactly. Think about the question someone has in their mind when they land on your site. Your link text should directly answer that, or at least guide them towards the answer. And definitely avoid vague terms or, like, internal industry jargon that might leave first-time visitors just scratching their heads.
Good point. What if a site uses pictures instead of words for navigation, icons and stuff?
Yeah, if you're using images, Double Dome emphasizes always, including accompanying text. Alt text, usually.
Okay, why?
Visuals can be great, sure, but text ensures clarity. Especially if an image doesn't load for some reason, or if the image itself isn't universally understood. It's about providing multiple ways for the user to understand their options. Redundancy, but in a good way.
Right, covering the bases. And finally, there was that point about consistency. Why is that so important?
Oh, consistency in your main navigation is absolutely crucial. It builds trust and familiarity.
How so?
Well, when the core menu is in the same place and works the same way on every single page, users don't have to constantly relearn how to get around as they explore different sections. It reduces cognitive load.
Okay, makes sense.
Any changes in navigation should really only be used subtly to clearly signal where a user is within the site's hierarchy, like breadcrumbs, for instance. It just creates a much smoother and less disorienting experience overall.
Okay, so wrapping up then. We've taken a deep dive into these three pillars of effective web navigation from Double Dome: the foundational information architecture, the logical organization of content, and the user-focused usability design.
The trifecta.
Yeah. Ultimately, it seems it's all about making that online journey as effortless and, frankly, painless as possible for the visitor.
That's exactly right. And maybe for everyone listening, the next time you're online, whether you're searching for something specific or just browsing, take a second to actually notice the website navigation.
Mm-hmm. Pay attention.
Yeah. Does it feel intuitive? Can you easily find what you're looking for? Think about how those underlying principles we talked about, structure, organization, design, are either helping you or maybe hindering your experience.
Particularly.
You'll probably start to see that these seemingly simple elements are often the most critical for a website to effectively connect with its audience and, you know, achieve whatever its goals are. It's foundational.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.